This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, got much to talk about, so we're going to kick it off real quick. We're going to be talking about the American appeasers. I've talked about it so much in the past that I need to bring it together and lay it out line upon line and give you audio so you can hear exactly what they are doing through in action concerning the life of those that are committing crimes. Folks, let me say it this way. They are the fox guarding the chicken coop. Why no justice when it comes to political criminals? Why is it, and I'm talking about those that serve we the people, our representatives that are supposed to serve we the people, how come justice is never brought down upon their heads? How come they're never indicted and charged, friends? What are these prosecutors doing, folks? I mean, everybody loves, I mean, the American people have given their approbation concerning Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz. Folks, I want to say this. The show goes on, and I want to tell you something, friends. It's nothing short of a show. It's WWF at its very worst. Soft judges create hardened criminals, and don't forget it. And why is it made applicable to me and you, but not them, friends? And I'm not saying let's abrogate in any sense of the word the law. No way. That's what keeps us a free people. If we obey that law from our heart in which Jesus Christ fulfilled the Mosaic Institution, God's moral law. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Again, the American appeasers, Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz. Folks, for some reason or another, the American people, through these appeasers, are becoming, well, pacifists. And we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes, as I've said now. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean, and my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E on my Twitter account. Folks, you do need to understand they are suppressing my followers. They are trying to block. They are trying to shift you away from going to those pages. But you also understand that America is awake to Facebook and Twitter as well, because now they're both being sued for what they are doing, folks. And what is it that they're doing? Well, as I just said, friends, are suppressing the information that they do not want you to have. So therefore, the truth. They hate the truth because the truth exposes them for who they are and what it is that they mean to convey and the information that they want you to have. They don't want you to have information outside of what they want you to have. Well, again, folks, we're not here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com asking permission from the devil to obey God at any step of the way. Just saying, just setting setting the record straight. It's better to obey God than man. You be the judge, because that's where we're standing. And by the grace of God, we ain't, and yes, I said ain't, moving. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, here we go. As a matter of fact, even speaking of Facebook and Twitter, being sued for censorship and discrimination. They're trying to block anybody from speaking out against the homosexuals, the communists, or even the Muslims now, friends. Isn't that interesting? Facebook, Twitter sued for censorship and discrimination on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do check it out. And going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, you do need to understand there will be no second American Revolution, the futility of an armed revolt. Folks, that is the history. That is what of our, that's the faith and the steps in which we should follow concerning our forefathers, because that is the legacy they have left their posterity, and we just happen to be their posterity. In other words, criminals, those that mean to disarm the American people, we ain't doing it. Stay armed, friends. God's giving you rights, not privileges. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In May, listen carefully, friends, in May, 499 Syrian refugees entered the United States. Whole lot of, well, probably 20 to 25 to 30-year-old men in this picture, I'm telling you. In May, 499 Syrian refugees entered the United States. Guess how many were Christians, friends? You guessed it, not a one. 499 Syrian refugees. Folks, what are they doing? Well, look to Europe and you'll understand exactly what they're doing, and you're allowing them to do it here in America, because you all the well know exactly what they are doing, friends. Don't play stupid and don't play the dupes of ill-designing men, friends, because you have a long history of it over the last 40 and 50 years. That's the legacy that you're leaving the next generation, and I strongly suggest that you stand up and fight while you have the freedoms to do so, friends. Because, again, we understand that freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, this is interesting. Muslim refugee attacks German train passengers. Wow, a Muslim refugee, folks, I just told you in May, 499 Syrian refugees entered the United States. Not a one of them was a Christian. In Germany, a Muslim refugee attacks German train passengers. We also found that the teenage Muslim axe murderer on sonsoflibertymedia.com, who chopped up Germans on the train, well, guess what, friends? He was a homosexual and he used to dress up like a woman. Huh, just saying, friends, what are you setting yourself up for? Did you know, let me give you a little history in America, did you know that the top six U.S. male serial killers, did you know that they were all sodomites? Donald Harvey claimed 36 victims in Kentucky. John Wayne Gacy raped and killed 33 boys in Chicago, burying them under his house and in his yard. All sodomites, friends. Patrick Kearney accounted for 32, cutting his victims into small pieces after having sex and leaving them in trash bags along the Los Angeles freeway. All sodomites, friends. Bruce Davis molested and killed 27 young men and boys in Illinois. Wow. A sodomite sex murder torture ring, Correll, Henley, and Brooks, sent 27 Texas men and boys to their grave. Juan Corona was convicted of murdering 25 migrant workers. He made love, he said, with their dead bodies, their corpses. Oh, and for those that did not know, we all know who Jeffrey Dahmer is, right? Did you know that he used to pick up his dates in gay bars, friends? Just wanted to let you know, folks, the top 10 six U.S. male serial killers were all sodomites, homosexuals. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, teenage Muslim axe murderer who chopped up Germans on the train was a sodomite and used to dress up like a transgender. Wow, like a woman. God calls that an abomination for a reason. Are you listening as to the reason why? sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I've talked about it, and I've talked about it, and I've talked about it. And it's interesting because during my conversation, I always pray, Lord, cause our conversation to become the gospel of Jesus Christ, as it talks about in the book of Philippians, that you would lead our conversation right, that you would show unto us all of your salvation, Psalm 50. And the reason I do that is because I want His Spirit to be made manifest in everything that we're doing here. And it's interesting to know, friends, what you hear on the sonsoflibertyradio.com 6 days a week is exactly what the Black Robe Regiment used to preach while they established this country. So there's the good news. There is hope. And what is hope? Well, hope is found in the, it's actually found in the truth that's been given. And as to how you respond to it, there's the truth. And we have hope and anchor of our soul. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And as long as we keep our eyes fixed on Him, guess what? We're going to receive the end of our faith. And we do all that we can do. And again, friends, as John Quincy Adams rightly said, we leave the results up to God. And He always shows up one way or another, just in time, through a Kairos and a Kronos moment. But we got to obey because we love, right? Going to the American appeasers, everybody on the conservative side, for the most part, and so that doesn't, that's, does that fit? Everybody, well, for the most part, no, it really doesn't. Okay, let me rephrase that. The American appeasers, a whole lot of conservatives and counterfeit Christians, they love the likes of Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz. Why? Because, well, they're supposed to prosecute, they're supposed to investigate. And not in that order. They're to investigate and prosecute. Some are prosecutors and some are investigators. And it seems that the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians, they just love these guys and they take them for face value without pulling the curtain back. Or by judging them by their fruits accordingly, as Jesus told us to judge men by their fruits. Well, what is the fruit of Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz? Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz. What's their fruit? Hey, folks, let me say this. Soft judges create hardened criminals. In taking it to what we see on a daily basis concerning these American appeasers, you'll get my point. Just track with me. You would think with all the corruption found within the career politicians in this country that it would be fairly simple to bring forth indictments and justice. Especially through the likes of a Trey Gowdy and a Daryl Issa and a Jason Chaffetz, right? I mean, that's what they get paid for. That's their job. Yet Americans are conditioned through appeasers. You call them American prosecutors via hearing after hearing. Investigation after investigation, and in the end, America, no resolve when it comes to justice, only talk. Read Isaiah 59. It's also interesting to note that when doing a little background check on some of these guys, namely Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz, whoa, Trey Gowdy knows how to take it to the criminals. He's got an impeccable record. But it's interesting when it comes to those that serve we the people, for some reason or another, it's all talk and no action. Let me give you the definition of appease. Appease is defined as to bring to a state of peace, quiet, ease, calm, or contentment. To pacify, soothe, to appease anger. That's the definition of the word appease. And I'm calling Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz the great American appeasers. Why? Because that's what they do. Again, friends, Americans are conditioned through appeasers. Again, how many hearings do we have, and how many investigations do we need to have? Let's go to Hillary Clinton and her email scandal before she's actually charged for her crimes. But what we see through the likes of, again, Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz is nothing but talk, talk, talk. Hearing after hearing. Investigation after investigation. And again, friends, in the end, no resolve when it comes to justice. And yet, friends, what's important for you to understand is justice is the guardian of liberty. So when justice is left undone, guess what? They are causing you to submit. They're bringing you back into a state of bondage because you're allowing your representatives to do what the law does not permit them to do. So in other words, these appeasers are actually conditioning you to be pacifiers, to submit to those that mean to rule over you. I can't make it any clearer than the way I just said it. You know, it's been said by Edmund Burke, you can parallel and liken this unto what I'm talking about right now. He said that a king becomes a tyrant through policy. A president becomes a tyrant through policy. Not law, because policy follows law. Law does not follow policy in this country. Okay? But kings become tyrants through policy when subjects become rebels to principles. How right on. How applicable is that statement to what I'm talking about right now? I'm talking about the American appeasers, Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz. Folks, you've got your eye off the ball. You keep looking at Bill Clinton. You keep looking at Hillary Clinton. You keep looking at Barack Hussein Obama. And yes, folks, they are responsible. No question about it. But those in government that are actually appointed to prosecute those, that law applies to every single one of us. Those that serve we, the people, are not above the law. Again, friends, because they are not demigods. They are subject to the same laws that we are in this country. One nation under God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, friends, I want you to understand, again, friends, appease is defined as to bring to a state of peace, quiet, ease, calm the people down concerning what's going on with Hillary Clinton right now. Bring them to a state of contentment. Pacify them. Soothe them. And the way to do that is to get Gowdy and Issa and Jason Chaffetz on the scene, because for the most part, the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians trust those people. I hope you're tracking. So what's the purpose and the outcome of such appeasement? It creates a nation of pacifists. I hope you're tracking. Folks, please do call in at any time. 1-866-582-9933. Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz are doing nothing but creating a nation of pacifists. They're appeasing you, America, without any justice on the other side. Instead of prosecuting the likes and the criminals, the above said, the Clintons, the Bushes, folks, the Obamas, so on and so forth, and we can keep going on, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, folks, we can go down the line again, line upon line, Boehner, folks, we can nail them all, every single one of them. Because they're all guilty of what I'm calling out Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz for right now. They're appeasers. Instead of prosecuting, they simply put on a show. WWF at its very worst. Only to appease through the inactions by saying to you, America, just go to sleep, America. We've got this. Read Amos 5:7. Is that not what you hear from Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz time and time and time and time and time and time again? Hey, just go back to sleep, America. We've got this. Meanwhile, America, you're being laughed at behind closed doors by the above said. See, again, soft judges create hardened criminals, and that is exactly what the American politicians have become. Hardened criminals towards the American institution of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. We can go all the way back concerning Barack Hussein Obama and Fast and Furious. That was Daryl Issa's little show. In Benghazi, that was Issa's little show and Gowdy's little show. And it was Chaffetz's little show. And the IRS scandal, that was Gowdy's little show. The IRS scandal all the way up again to the Clinton email scandals in the present. The list of appeasement towards crime goes on and on concerning those that are supposed to uphold the law that they themselves are guilty of breaking. And how many of them, hey friends, to prove my point, how many of the above said Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz, namely, because those are the ones that I'm calling out right now. The question I want to lay to your candor is, how many have actually been prosecuted? How many of those that they have had hearings for and investigations upon, hey folks, how many have been prosecuted? How many indictments were delivered by the American people to those who have committed crimes against them? But the show goes on, all talk and no action, and that is exactly my point. All talk and no action. It's a show, friends. It's nothing more than WWF at its very worst. Again, let me lay to your candor. I'm asking you the question. 1-866-582-9933. These prosecutors, these investigators, what have they found? They call it for what it is in many cases, but they don't enforce the law against the crime of those that are supposed to uphold the law. And again, friends, remember, those that represent we the people put their hand on the Bible and swear to God and man that they will uphold the laws of the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So what are we dealing with when it comes to the American appeasers, Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz? I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple moments, and you'll see how big and bad they can talk. How they can actually scare the HE double hockey sticks out of people. But again, friends, I have a question that I'd like to ask you. How many of them that have been interrogated have actually been prosecuted by Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz?
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the American appeasers, Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz, namely. And they know how to talk the talk, but do they know how to deliver justice? And I'm laying to your candor, friends, concerning Fast and Furious, which was right at the beginning of Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, to the present, from Benghazi to the IRS scandal up to the Clinton email scandals. I'm simply asking, how many have been prosecuted? And we're to judge these men by their fruit. And then I would ask you the question, because you already know the answer, what's their purpose then? What are they doing? I mean, are these the foxes guarding the chicken coop? I bet they are. You know, furthermore, did you know that Congress has an 11% approval rating? So therefore, it's not like the American people don't know that there's something seriously wrong with them who are to serve we the people, rather than themselves and special interest groups in foreign countries, friends. But they do. Read Jeremiah 5:21 when you get a minute. And it's interesting that over and over, these criminal politicians, for some reason or another, remain incumbent regardless of what they do, only to commit the crime after another crime, on another day, on another week, a month after month, year after year. I mean, folks, again, going back to the Clintons, how many scandals does she need to commit, folks? How many crimes and scandals does she need to be a part of before you actually drop the hammer on the Clintons, friends? Wow, America. I can just hear someone out there, oh, hey, man, don't be talking about Trey Gowdy. Don't be talking about Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz, man. Hey, listen, if anybody can do it, they can. Really? Well, that's what I'm laying to your candor. That's what I'm asking you. What have they done? outside of talk big? What have they done, America? This is a talk show. That's what we're doing on radio. I want you to tell me what sort of fruit that they have brought forth. How many have been prosecuted by the likes of Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz? I want to know. And I'm talking about the likes of those that are committing crimes against we the people in government. It's the purpose of government, again, friends, to restrain men from sin, not to advocate it and to commit the crime. And then say, follow me all the way to hell as they are. So therefore, I ask, what's the difference between those who are committing the crimes, listen carefully, and those who are to prosecute those that are committing the crimes? The evidence, friends, shows the obvious that there is none. Again, it seems to be the fox guarding the chicken coop. It all starts at the top, though they are not above the law, as I said earlier. As a matter of fact, just last week, we watched the Department of Injustice Attorney General Loretta Lynch stonewalled and evaded questions as she protected the Clintons. And guess what, America? You let her get away with it too. Because you didn't expect anything more from the likes of Gowdy Issa or Jason Chaffetz. Because that's all they did. Or the FBI, Mr. Comey. You expected nothing more than what they delivered up. And for a good portion of you out there listening to me right now, you got exactly what you expected you would get. Injustice. And yet again, going back to the 78% of those that profess their Christianity, aren't you called to be the light of the world that reproves the darkness, and you're going to just let this go? You know, friends, it reminds me again as Jesus was going up to Golgotha to be crucified, and he was bearing his cross all the way up, and the women were crying behind him, and he turned and looked at the women and said to them, listen, if they do this in a green tree, when you can still do something about it, can you imagine what they're going to do in a dry tree? And then he said, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. He said, cry for you and your children, because they're doing this in the light of day. In America, you let them do it. And yet, when we look in Scripture, we can see that Satan himself transforms his ministers into the angels of light. They know what to say, they know how to say it, they know what to look like, and for some reason or another, you've allowed them to lead you straight into the ditch. And again, if you can talk and bring forth evidence that tells me the contrary as to what I'm telling you right now, we're all ears, all 53 countries, we're all ears, friends. See, but your silence proves the point that what I'm telling you is spot on. So how is it that the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians love these so? And let me say this as well, America. If you had a football coach that lost game after game after game after game, you wouldn't put up with it for more than 6 months. You would say that we need a better coach that can win the game, yet you tolerate crime in your government. Day after day, week after week, month after month. Hey, folks, as a matter of fact, I'm a young man, and I can't remember a time where we were, as a nation, not dealing with this. I can't remember a time. I just told you, friends, the Department of Injustice, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom because you let it, right? Just last week, the Department of Injustice Attorney General Loretta Lynch stonewalls and evades questions as she protected the Clintons 74 times. 74 times she evaded and stonewalled Congress, which is you. Well, it seems to me like these criminals have someone standing in the gap protecting their every move and their every crime. Because if it weren't so, then where again are the indictments and where are the convictions? There are none. Even when the crimes committed are clearly evident to the American people. But again, America, where are the indictments? Where are the convictions? That's their job. To drop the hammer on those that violate the law. That's the strength of government. But again, as long as the said favorites of the conservative and counterfeit Christians receive the approbation of the American people, well, then I guess that it's probably not too difficult to pull the wool over the eyes of those that look no further. And there again you have it, friends. Here, let me go over to Trey Gowdy. Here's the headline, friends. Here's the headline. Trey Gowdy, it says on the headline, FBI chief grilled over Clinton emails. Oh, wow. Hey, Trey Gowdy grilled Mr. Comey, the head of the FBI. He grilled him over the Clinton emails. Well, as long as he grilled them, I guess that's good enough.
Secretary Clinton said she never sent or received any classified information over her private email. Was that true?
Our investigation found that there was classified information sent.
So it was not true?
Right. That's what I said.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for a little shorter answer, so you and I are not here quite as long. Secretary Clinton said there was nothing marked classified on her emails either sent or received. Was that true?
That's not true. There were a small number of portion markings on, I think, three of the documents.
Secretary Clinton said, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
There was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices during the 4 years of her term as Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
Secretary Clinton said neither she nor anyone else deleted work-related emails from her personal account. Was that true?
Wow. That's a harder one to answer. We found traces of work-related emails on devices or in Slack space, whether they were deleted or whether when a server was changed out, something happened to them. There's no doubt that there were work-related emails that were removed electronically from the email system.
Secretary Clinton said her lawyers read every one of the emails and were overly inclusive. Did her lawyers read the email content individually?
No.
Well, in the interest of time, and because I have a plane to catch tomorrow afternoon, I'm not going to go through any more of the false statements.
Yeah, we put on the show for the American people. They know Trey Gowdy is talking big and bad, and he's grilling Mr. Comey from the FBI. So, therefore, we're the great appeasers to create the pacifists. In other words, I don't have time to actually magnify all of your crimes and the likes of Hillary Clinton's crimes because you are an accomplice to her crimes because I've got an airplane to catch tomorrow, and you know what? That's good enough for the American people. It's good enough for me. Justice, once again, undone. Left undone. Yet again, America, justice is the guardian of liberty. So what's happening? If there's no justice being brought forth, friends, then what are you doing? What are these people doing besides acting as the fox guarding the chicken coop? They are helping along by adding strength to tyranny on a daily basis against the people that they're called to serve. But again, friends, as long as Trey Gowdy talks big and bad, America, well, the appeasers set forth and create the pacifists. And America is settled for it. This is what I always was saying since day one, friends, concerning Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz. I noticed this pattern of just talk. And I noticed the pattern of more talk. And I noticed the pattern of hearings after hearings. I noticed the patterns of investigation after investigation, but no justice. He ends his piece by talking about how Hillary Clinton seems to be above the law. By the way, 70% of the American people are led to believe that she operates outside of the law. Well, therefore, she's an outlaw. That makes her a criminal. But who's allowing her to act in such a fashion, America? You are! You are! Do you think for one moment, America, if you called for justice and you left your football games and baseball games, you couldn't change things in 1 month in this country? Because if you think outside of what I just said concerning what you can do, you are completely deceived every step of the way. You have the power to right the wrongs still, and they don't want you to know that you have the power to right the wrongs. America, let's get this right. Let's deal with the criminals that they leave undone. Let's deal with the foxes that are guarding the chicken coop as well, lawfully, friends, because if they don't want to execute justice, then guess what, friends? Then we're going to have to deal with them and find somebody that will do their job. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is your soul immortal? I was taught that when you die, it was either eternal bliss in heaven or eternal torment in hell. What if you found out that your soul isn't immortal and that it can die? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers, straight from the Bible. Find out who's really immortal at thebiblesaysthat.org.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So we're talking about the American appeasers, Gowdy Issa and Chaffetz. So let's quickly get over to Daryl Issa concerning the Clintons, concerning the FBI director and his referral and his suggestion to, well, remember his statement was no reasonable prosecutor would seek an indictment concerning Hillary Clinton. Do you not see how they're positioning her to go straight into the White House? That's why they had her on Air Force One, by the way, friends. They're leading by opposition. And I want you to understand, Barack Hussein Obama, all these players, Paul Ryan, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, folks, I would even go so far as to Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz. Folks, they're all a part of the same plan. They're allied in the covenant of death, Isaiah 28. There's no question about it. Because the fruit proves what I'm telling you is exactly right on. It's spot on. Why wouldn't they prosecute Hillary Clinton? What I was going to say is this. These players, you need to understand the President of the United States, folks. He's controlled. Matter of fact, if you look at the Secret Service folks, they're not there so much to protect him all the time as so much they are to keep him in line. I bet you probably never thought of that, did you? But that's the truth. Because they're not serving we the people, and you know it. Look at the way they barricade themselves against us. when this isn't America at all. As a matter of fact, back in the 50s, you could walk up and down the streets in Washington, D.C., and if you've seen the president, he would be shaking the hands of the constituents. You can't do that anymore, man. They got to make the walls higher and the fences sharper to make sure nobody can get at them because you're aware of the fact that they don't serve you anymore. You're right. They don't. The American appeasers, Gowdy, Issa, and Chavis. Let's listen to Issa really quick, because what he does is he begins to grill Comey, and he calls him to be a liar on CNN. Listen to this. This is Daryl Issa, folks.
Donald Trump was, of course, less convinced, tweeting, quote, FBI director said crooked Hillary compromised our national security. No charges. Wow. Hashtag rigged system. Joining me now is Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California. He serves on the Judiciary and Oversight Committees. He also has endorsed Donald Trump. Congressman Issa, thanks very much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you. And Jim, thanks for covering both events. The president saying 4 more years of his administration with Hillary and the, in this case, unindicted conspirator in this project to send and receive classified information outside any authorized system.
Well, let's get to that, the issue of the emails. I want to share what you tweeted in response to Director Comey's announcement. You said, quote, the FBI decision shows once and again how the Clintons and others at the top get to live by a different set of rules from everyone else. We heard a similar argument in effect from Donald Trump saying the system is rigged. But let's talk about this investigation. Director Comey personally oversaw it. He said it was comprehensive, impartial, rooted in fact. It took months. He, as you know, served both appointed by a Republican president. He laid out the case for why Clinton was not charged, though he did severely criticize her. Are you questioning the director's impartiality in deciding this case?
Well, first of all, let's remember that the top inspector in Casablanca said round up the usual suspects, and he would oversee that. Am I doubting that he said the whole truth? Yes, in this case I am. Because
this is James Coney, keep in mind, who confronted John Ashcroft.
The reporter said, hey, Mr. Issa, you better stay in line here because this is against the narrative that Comey, he lied. Now keep in mind, Mr. Issa, you are talking about the head of the FBI here. Daryl Issa is calling him a liar. And on CNN, the news anchor Useful Idiot is sticking to the narrative that, wait a second, you better be careful with what you say. Folks, it's a fact. This is the truth. This is what you've been putting up for a long time in this country. That's why Hillary Clinton is running for the top, folks, the top position in the United States of America. Right? And you've been led to believe that she is legitimized. She's legitimized by these people overlooking her crimes. Even the head of the FBI. Whoa. You want to talk about losing a lot of respect real quick? But folks, there's Daryl Issa. And it goes on and on and on. Him calling the FBI director a liar. Hey, I want to tell you that Daryl Issa is he's the chairman of the House of Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He's also a part of the judiciary. Judiciary means the judiciary also provides a mechanism for the resolution of disputes lawfully. Also known as the judicial system or court system. And what is the purpose of the courts? To enforce the laws. And to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Is that not true? Going back to Trey Gowdy, Harold Watson's his name. Trey Gowdy III, he's an American attorney, politician, and former prosecutor. He was appointed by the House Select Committee to investigate the 2012 Benghazi attack in 2014. But isn't it interesting how he just kind of gave Mrs. Hillary Clinton a pass? You should have seen the way that he treated her when she came into the hearings, friends. He was treating her like a queen just walked into the room. Why is that? Hey, folks, we're talking about the American appeasers, creating pacifists who let it go. And who are those that let it go? The American people, because they've been appeased by the likes of Trey Gowdy and now Daryl Issa. What about Jason Chaffetz? Well, he's a United States representative for Utah's 3rd Congressional District. He's also the chairman of the United States Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Huh. Government reform. Oversight. Oversight concerning what? What's the purpose of all these hearings, friends? Outside of bringing it to the light, the crimes of those, again, above said. I want you to listen to Jason Chaffetz. I want you to listen to him being schooled, though he talks a little tough. But listen to how he's being schooled by the one that he's supposed to interrogate. Listen to this one, friends. Jason Chaffetz.
I'll provide this committee in a secure format. The classified emails.
What I can, to a certain extent, I cannot provide a certain segment of them because the agency that owns the information for those emails has limited the distribution on those. So they're characterizing them as ORCON.
Explain what ORCON is.
Originator control. So I can't give them to even Congress without getting the agency's permission to provide them. So they have been provided.
Which agency?
I can't say that here in an open hearing, sir.
So you can't even tell me which agency won't allow us as members of Congress to see something that Hillary Clinton allowed somebody without a security clearance in a non-protected format to see. That's correct?
Yeah, this is the segment of emails. This is why my letter back to Ranking Member Cummings had to be classified, because people would like to see this segment of emails. And this has been an issue not just with you and your committee, but with several members at this point. So we have gone back to the agency that is involved several times, and we can certainly do that again and ask permission.
Do you not see what's happening? Here you have the guilty party dictating to those that have the authority of law. Here you have the guilty party telling the judge and the jurors, namely you, friends, and Congress, your voice, your representatives, what they'll release to you and what they won't release to you. In other words, we better not say too much, because if we do, we're going to get in trouble. The question is then, who is it that you work for? You have the criminal dictating to the seat of the judge. You have those that are being interrogated by those that are to enforce the law telling the interrogators and investigators in these hearings what they'll tell them and what they won't tell them concerning the crimes of, again, going back to none other than, guess who, friends? Criminal Hillary Clinton. Again, friends, just keep in mind, these are little minions for those that are controlling her, just like Barack Hussein Obama, for those that are controlling them, just like the Bushes, folks, for those that are controlling them. These are all useful idiots that are just at a higher level, folks. And again, America, the joke is on you. I could have played 6 minutes from each one of these guys, but it was all the same stuff. The criminals are bullying the American people. And those appeasers, again, going to Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz, are being bullied when, in fact, they have the authority of the law on their side to execute. But you have, again, the guilty setting their own consequences, friends, concerning the laws that they have violated. They're setting the standard concerning what should be done to them. They all get together and agree what they did was right, and they go back and spit it back in the face of the American people and say, you know what, yeah, we did break the law. As a matter of fact, if you listen to Trey Gowdy during that interrogation, that grilling, as they called it, I mean, over and over and over again, he was calling him a liar. He was showing him what the Clintons said through the FBI and what the facts were. And the facts continuously exposed the lies of not only the FBI director, but also Hillary Clinton. So, folks, the end result, these appeasers help create the pacifists. The Americans simply go back to sleep and later wonder why their country is in a state which it is now in. Ephesians 5:14. So quit playing the dupes of ill-designing men.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.